The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
24 minutes after 5, is wrapping up some chit-chat. We get busy the rest of the day. Only time we really get to talk is first thing in the morning when we get in here. You were a few minutes behind me, so I don't know if he was still out. Did you see the guy walking down Main Street with the guitar this morning?
No. And it pissed Mark off because he wasn't playing any Steely Dan. Blowing in the wind.
I said, you know, you're carrying your guitar in Montana in the wintertime.
God,
there's a country song in there
weave
somewhere.
Weave me the sunshine, tiptoed the tulips. He wasn't playing any Steely Dan.
Played some Ronnie Millsap. He's 81 today. And a couple of stories that tend to come up this time of year. An Allegiant representative told NBC Montana Flight 683 departed from Missoula, bound for Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport last night at 7:51. A flight indicator light came on, and they turned that big sucker around and brought it back to the airport. Don't know what the light is, but we're going to land it and see.
That's good to know.
Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, on the same plane, just took off in St. Louis. Something wasn't right. Had to turn that thing back around and land it in St. Louis and got him a rental car. Said it was too cold for everything to warm up.
Wow.
And then there was a big story. It got so cold in Chicago, you have electric cars frozen all over that town. Because if the battery isn't warm, the battery won't take a charge, even from the fast chargers. And so you had some people, when it was 20 below, going to all these service centers that charge electric cars. And one guy had been parked there 3 hours, no charge. So you're not going anywhere.
When you say no charge, for those of you north of town, that doesn't mean it was free.
No. That means grab yourself a Snickers because you're not going anywhere for a while.
Hey, you know, we've been talking about that for weeks, about how you got to use half the battery power to warm the battery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, batteries will freeze.
Right.
So you have to warm up. You know, I had one that froze Saturday, right. 44 below. It froze. It was an older, weak battery anyway. It wasn't a dry battery. And it froze. And no good. But, wow. Yeah, they're just... They're not ready yet.
No, the technology is nothing. Not for where we live.
No, it's just, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have a nuclear car. That'd be awesome. Because then you fill it up once every 7 years, like
right.
The aircraft carriers.
Right.
And
always starts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you never have to shut it off.
Right.
You know. Well, let me get some coffee, and then I'll tell you about my day.
Which was worse than my day. Paul even slept in a few minutes this morning, which is highly unusual. You've done this job as long as we have. You tend to wake up, even on the weekends, you wake up and say, okay, is it a work day? Because it feels like a Saturday. You have to give that some thought. And some days you're up for the day at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, so get your laundry done, put something in the crock pot, start the dishes.
Oh, remember yesterday, well, last year, almost a year ago, I was running through the yard. And I was racing the dogs, and I got my foot caught in a snowdrift.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down on my knee just crazy funny angle-wise. And one of those sharp pieces of gravel went up into my knee, and I had to have 13 stitches in there. Remember that?
I do.
Well, my knee's been sore. I bruised my bone or something when Jake was out for Christmas when he surprised me. Best surprise of my life, besides John. it's been sore, and... And it hasn't inhibited my ability to move. I do my rowing machine every night this time of year. All that, nothing. But it's just an achy, achy sore. I call it a Billy Ray virus. Achy, achy, sore or something.
You.
So anyway, so I went into the ortho guy yesterday. I saw there were 4 people in there that listened to our show.
Okay.
I only saw 4. All 4 listened. Love you guys. Gonna miss it when you're gone. All this, that. Anyway, I went in there, and the guy took x-rays and comes back, and he looks at my knee. He goes, God, your knee is perfect. And he said, there is no arthritis in your knee anywhere.
That's good.
Yeah, because I thought, well, if anybody's due for arthritis, it would be me.
Mm-hmm.
And my fingers or knees or something. He said, no arthritis. In fact, what I did when he left, I said, well, can you give me a shot, like a cortisone or something? Yeah, I can do that. So I left. I took a picture of their x-ray picture, And I sent it to Jake because Jake's an orthopedic surgeon, and sent it to him. And he said, "Wow, Dad." He goes, "Looks good." And spacing is equal between the bones, which means the cartilage isn't wore or anything like that. And I thought, God, as hard as I've been on my knees, that was some good news. So anyway, he comes in there and we're talking, and he puts a little lanacane on the outside of your knee, and we're sitting there BSing, and he said, "The needles bother you?" I said, "No, they don't bother me." He pulls out a needle about this long, and it's full of cortisone,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of wiggles it around and gets it in that bone, and he shoves it in about that far, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, you would have had to have Nurse Good Buddy come in here with Mark and have Mark turn his head and put it on her shoulder, because there's no way he's going to what?
I would have cried or passed
you
out
for Mark. Both. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. He would have had to have his Archie Campbell doll with him and have his head on her shoulder. And so he gave me a shot of cortisone yesterday and fixed me all up. So, I thought, yeah, the four people in there, of the four that I saw, the four listened. And one woman was, "Oh, God, how's your cows?" And I think, good. You know, the cows are good. Cows are good. As long as you take care of them, the cows are good.
Right.
You know, but you gotta take care of them. Just like your pets. Just like your animals. I love animals, always have. In fact, when I was younger, when I was in high school, and I always thought I wanted to be a vet or a forest ranger. Because the animals, I loved right. animals, and but you got to take care of your cows. So, and with the sun yesterday, it did warm up. I mean, it was it got up to, at one point yesterday we had zero, mm-hmm. and then 1 degree for a while there, and I had to put a new block heater in my tractor. I did that, and then I helped a neighbor put new fuel filters on his stuff, got it running, fix a flat tire, got that all going, and got stuff fed, and so got pretty much regrouped. I think that's why this morning I woke up and it was 4:13. And I told Mark, "It's not Saturday." And I thought, uh-oh. But you can make up 13, 15 minutes pretty
mm-hmm.
easy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and for the way we do things, you're not walking in talking at 5 o'clock sharp. You got about 20 minutes to get caught up and...
Well, and Mark and I, maybe not like some of you professionals, but in our field, the night before we get up, we pick our outfits and we match them out, and we iron, don't we, Mark?
We do.
We iron our. I see. I got a T-shirt out of the work pile though this morning instead of the regular pile because it was dark and I was just grabbing crap mm-hmm. as fast as I could. But you know, we like to iron things, color coordinate. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of that, and then you got to have the right shoes,
right?
With the right outfits, but I didn't have a chance to get any of my jewelry out or anything this morning that matches. That wasn't too bad. I only walked in here about 4 minutes, 5 minutes later than I normally did, so I made that time up. But anyway, yesterday, after all that, I was kind of beat up, and I knew I had leftover chuck roast and hot mashed potatoes from the night. So, I mean, I was looking forward to that. But I'll tell you what, I got into that shower with that new shower head, and I put that hot water on.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I must have heard the wind blowing when I got in the shower this morning, because I went up another notch.
Did you?
And I stayed another couple minutes.
Oh, I know. It's just, there's just something about it. The way that it comes out and beats on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's equally distributed.
Yeah, in the pressure so much better, and... Ah, that felt good. Warm me to the bone. Not as good as a Montana hot spring spa hot tub would feel at mm-hmm. 104 degrees. But,
right. Now, see, I couldn't have one of those unless it was in the house.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to get out.
It's 10 feet to the house. I can't make it.
You'd get in.
That's right.
But dang it.
Come back in May.
Right.
And get me out.
Wonder if the Blue Cat delivers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got kind of caught up yesterday. Now today, folks, you know what? This kind of popped up in the weather. Let you know about it, because it's like hurricane season. You know, in hurricane season, these people get a lot of warnings prior to. Not like a tornado, because they just pop out of nowhere. But a hurricane, they know they're coming. They have time to prepare. Well, today's going to be 19 degrees. But I'm just going to tell you, Wednesday, we're going to have another bout. It's going to get 19 below now. They've got that forecasted for Wednesday night. Or, let's see, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night into Friday, 19 below zero again. So there's going to be more 20 to 25 below zero stuff around the area on Thursday night into Friday. Wednesday and Thursday, pretty good chances of some snow in the area. Just how much, it's hard to say. But they have issued now a winter storm watch for the area. And Wednesday, 60%. Less than an inch Wednesday. Wednesday night, though, 1 to 3 inches. Thursday, less than an inch. So it looks like they backed off a little bit on the snow. So now it looks like between 2 and 5. Yesterday when I left, it was 3 to 7.
Right.
But the cold on Thursday night into Friday. So that means if you follow weather and watch it closely like I do, it's going to clear up on Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high only 10. Saturday, we get close to 40 degrees. So Saturday's going to feel wonderful. And just think of that, folks. That's 80 degrees warmer than what we were dealing with over the weekend.
Exactly.
And then Sunday, 38 degrees. So that, once again, that's 80 degrees warmer. And then on the weekend, next weekend, it's going to be 130 degrees warmer, Mark.
It is.
Than what it was here last weekend. Well, for a few of you, that is. That's right. A little fun in the sun. Flakes trip 2024. Late next week. So I'm looking kind of forward to that. I'm glad all these problems happened while I was here.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good. Get it all fixed up, regrouped, ready to go. And but it's always a fun time. I look forward to it a lot every year.
Well, it's your only break.
It is. And my body needs a rest so I can heal up, because I start calving then. Well, I already started last weekend, actually. But that was just some preemies. But I don't start till the 1st of March. But it'll be a little better calving this year, because John's going to be around. Ladies and gentlemen, my son John is growing up.
Get out.
No! Growing up. Decided not to go back to the NBA 2K League, and he's going to wrap up his school.
Well, good.
So,
here's another Mushabenism. I think for the longest time, John was the only one that didn't know he was going to finish college.
Oh, that's right. That's right, Mark. Just like me in that excursion.
That's right.
Yep.
Oh, good for him.
But folks, when you're a young male and you're 27, you know what matters the most to you.
Yes.
And John's got a great girlfriend, and he misses being... Well, you know, how would you like to travel around and live in these cities for 6 months and, you know, especially where he came from, and go to these places like Atlanta, Washington, D.C., stuff like that, live out of a suitcase. And
the good news is he did it while he was young.
Yeah, good experience.
Been there, done it.
Yeah. Not many of us can say we were professional anything. I thought that's good. So... He's up till midnight anyway, so he can run out for me now and check the heifers, stuff like that, before he goes to bed. So that'll be nice. Yeah, grown up. He's gonna be 27 next month.
Mm-hmm.
27. That's my youngest.
So. I knew Paul before he had kids.
Yes, he did. And according to you, you're going to know me when I pass away. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Picture of Health over there. I'm going to outlive you. Hell, you're going to be dead. You're going through the thrasher. Oh, yeah, you ought to hear him. Oh, lovey-dovey. Oh, yeah. I haven't figured out yet, Paul, if it's going to be a swather or a combine or a tractor tire, something. Oh, yeah.
I'll just have a box of the best Cuban cigars at your service, Hill, for everybody.
You bet. That's going to be a big smudge of smoke when it happens. You ought to hear him. God.
Been together as long as we have. It's your job to be rude to the other one.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
Time flies, though.
Boy.
It just, folks, that's what we tell people about this trip. You owe it to yourself, if you can, to do it. Mm-hmm. You just owe it to yourself. You owe it if you can. Don't bring hardship onto you and your family or your finances or anything. But if you can do it, you owe it to yourself. You have to do it. Every day, I got a picture up on my refrigerator of my mom and dad on their honeymoon down in Miami when they got married. And I love the picture. It's a black and white picture. And my dad, he's sitting there. They're standing in the ocean about knee deep where the water. My mom was just 22 at the time. And my dad was 28, I think. This is like 5 years after the war. And they're sitting there, this young couple. And I look at that picture and I think, God, that was 1950.
Yeah.
You know, a long, long time ago. That was 1950. I'm thinking, holy, 73 years, 74 years ago. And I'm thinking what they must have been thinking when they got to be seniors and were on their final leg out, because it was a blink of an eye when they were sitting there standing in that water in Miami, newlyweds, and bam, dad's gone, mom's, you know, on her last leg.
Right.
And I'm thinking, how fast that goes. I look at the kids and stuff, you know, so you got to think about that. And folks, these kind of good things, if you can do them, gosh, you got to do them. Because you never know when you're going to get stuck in a thrasher or have a combine swather run you over, a tire blow up and knock you up against the wall.
You know, one brake slips on a tractor.
A big smudge while welding a gas tank. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of creative ways you can go out there.
Old Wilson out there at Wilson Wednesday. Hey, here's Dole Muss. I'll tell you what, that sucker helped me out a couple times. I dang right. Hey, air.
Get everybody one, ring the bell.
There you go. Ring the bell. But if, hey, look how fast, Wilson, we got to election time again.
Yeah.
Huh? Look, folks, look how fast. Well, for me, it couldn't go fast enough.
Right.
But started the primary last night with the caucuses. Trump dominated, had a huge win.
Mm-hmm.
And as expected, folks, when we're gone, you're not going to get this. You'll get the regular spin from Color 8, KTVQ, the Gazette. They'll all cover it the way AP and the liberal-run media in America determines for them how they want it to be covered. That's a pretty big story.
Oh, yeah.
The election has officially started, the first primary. But the first story today... let me see if I can find it here. What the hell? I didn't print that up. Well, I know what it is. The first story today, AP puts out a thing called the Associated Press Summary. And they put out about 10 stories on a couple pages of paper. And they put the stories out in the order that AP wants you as a reporter, a KTVQ, a Color 8, or a, they put them out in the order they want you to cover.
That's fact.
The most important ones first. Be sure and emphasize these on the little time that you have in order to sway people's opinion or in order to get them out in the way that we would like to get them out. And these people capitulate. They're just a bunch of ass kissers, all these other people. And they just follow their leads and do what they say. It's an easy way out. And they don't want to get in trouble with their boss or their news director, who's some lib whack job that came out of UM School of Journalism or something. Knows nothing. But during the AP news summary this morning, hold on, let me get here. Boy, that printer doesn't sound good. Got a bearing going out in that or something. The first stories they had this morning were about Iraq's foreign ministry recalling their ambassador, stuff like that. Dangerously cold weather, Zelensky trying to get more money. Then they had finally the Donald Trump story. But the Donald Trump story was about one of his trials going on.
Of course.
That was the first Donald Trump story they wanted you to hear. See, oh yeah, that's how these pricks do it. Then later on down the road, further into the stories, then they give you the Donald Trump election results story. And if you want, you can go dig deeper to get the details. And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just take their little view and their little summary on it. Well, it's yearly. God, you little. Oh. President Trump scored a record-setting win in the Iowa caucuses, leaving all of his rivals far behind. But AP said, but, and here they go. Once again, they have to turn it. This was, though, the lowest turnout caucus in more than a quarter century. Well, you know what? There was life-threatening cold, blizzard, and freezing conditions in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want 75 to 85-year-old senior citizens out navigating the road doing this? But see, this is what AP does, folks. And so other organizations like Ars Loca, they'll pick that up. Well, it was, even though Trump won dominant in the caucus, it was the lowest turnout. And then they'll spin that. You can see with this turnout that people just aren't that excited about the Republican. Mark, do you see what they do, these assholes? I'm sorry, folks, but that's what they do. But those who ventured out delivered a 30-point win for Trump. That smashed the record for an Iowa caucus, exceeding Bob Dole when he won by 13 points in 1988. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finished number two. He was number two. Then Nikki Haley, then Vivek Ramaswamy. And Vivek suspended his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not going. See, he is a Trump supporter, but he's younger. He has a visionary. He's got a future somewhere down the road. And he supported, lending all his support and endorsing President Trump. So now they have New Hampshire and they have South Carolina coming up. If Nikki Haley can't win her own state in South Carolina, mm-hmm. she'll be out.
Yeah.
It'll narrow down. But here's the interesting part that you're not going to hear, folks, about that caucus. Because you know how these news organizations, they poll people, they ask them why they voted the way they do, those kind of things. And it only makes sense because it has, it resonates here in our state and resonates around the country. Number one and number two issues why they are voting for President Trump. Number one, the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the border. That was it. One and two. It wasn't transgender surgery issues. It wasn't abortion like they're trying to make it. It wasn't he's a threat to the democracy. It wasn't any of that. It was number one, economy. And that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
People felt it. And everybody they talked to said, look, I know I was far better off financially. We did well during those 4 years of Trump.
Yeah. Like him or hate him, the economy was great.
2016 to 20, and then pandemic hit. And the border crisis has people really worried about the sovereignty of their country. Millions, folks. They've let in millions. And why? Well, they're trying, first of all, they're trying to overwhelm Texas. They get Texas Electoral College votes in the next however many years this system stays, they win every election.
Right.
Every single one. They win every one from here on out. They know that. They would flush your sovereignty and your livelihood down the toilet, John Tester. And it takes a big toilet for John Tester. They would flush it down the toilet for their power.
Mm-hmm.
And people know that. So they polled them. 1 and 2. Economy, border. Only makes sense. People did well. African Americans did well. Hispanics did well. Women did well. Everybody did better. And now everybody is.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
It's hurting. Costs have gone up. You can't afford anything if you are on a limited income. That was number one and number two. People, a lot of people vote with their pocketbooks.
Yeah.
Why do you think he's trying to pay off student loans for everybody between 18 and 30? And what he will do, he will alienate then everybody who is out of college that paid their loans off on their own and did not get help.
Right.
That's going to hurt him that way, I believe. Biden released his fundraising. He's raised $97 million in the last quarter. A lot of money. Because why, folks? Unlike what they tell you, here's another one. The KTVQ color rate, because unlike what they tell you, the richest people in America are Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
They're the wealthiest people. They are the party of money, and they tried to reverse that trend. Just like they try to tell you the Republicans are racist, and hell, their DNA from their party goes way back. They are the racist, the segregationist, the anti-women party. They always have been ever since their birth. And you can just check history, and we've talked about it, and I'm not going to bore you with it. Check their voting records on the 13th, 14th, 15th, you know, with the Democrats against Republicans in the Civil War. I mean, it just goes on. But $97 million. Entertainment, the richest people in entertainment, they're all Democrats. Oprah Winfrey, all these people. Mm-hmm. Richest athletes are all Democrats. LeBron, Michael Jordan, you name it, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, the richest entrepreneurs out there. They just are. So they've raised $97 million for Joe Biden. Where do you think Tester's getting his money? You think Tester's getting his money, folks, from the people that run the cafe up in Big Sandy?
No, I don't.
I don't either. Where does John Tester, folks, come up with $200 million to run an election in Montana? You think he gets that from Montana people?
No.
Open up your eyes. You know, Tim Sheehy's running against him. Poor guy. He's got like $2 million.
Yeah.
That's tough. It's tough to win on merit when you have all that coming after. And you have people like Color 8, Q2, the Billings Gazette, the Missoulian, the Helena Record or whatever it is, Great Falls Tribune, all those other ones. All in, mm-hmm. All against you. You have the system all against you. God knows what our teachers at the universities and stuff are telling these young voters. They own that system.
Mm-hmm.
Got an uphill battle here. But what is resonating with people and sticking with them? The economy and the border. So it was a big win for him last night. I heard part of his speech today when I was flying in here. And first day, he goes, "We're straightening this country out again." And he said, "Drill, baby, drill. Energy is a boon for any economy."
Mm-hmm.
"And we're shutting the border down, closing it completely."
Good. Needs to happen.
Yeah. "And we need to round up all of the people we have no idea about and get them out before they kill someone, or before they get involved in crime, or before they sell another dose of fentanyl to somebody and kill them, or before they traffic some other young child into the sex industry, or before they take a job from a hardworking American citizen." He's right. We're still a nation of immigrants, and if people want to come in the way it's supposed to be, assimilate to our country, our language, our way of life, then absolutely. But we need to get back to that. Hear that, John? John Tester from Big Sandy? Where you didn't get your money from the Big Sandy Cafe, even though you spent a lot of money there, it looks like to me, over the years. But so we'll see. Time flies. Here we are in the election already. I think all the schools are up and running today. I haven't seen anything, any notices or anything of you, Wilson.
Nope.
It should be good today. Should be all good to go today. Couple were closed yesterday because of the cold, but and yesterday was a holiday, so a lot of people go back for the first time today. No mail, no banks, all that kind of stuff. See, headline today, Biden's inflation message struggles. Now, I haven't read this article. But I'm going to tell you what's in it before I even read it.
Okay.
President Joe Biden is probably having trouble putting out his message about inflation and how well his administration has done on the economy. Why, we've created all these jobs and incomes are up and the stock market, and blah. But yet, America just, he's having trouble getting blah. You see what they do?
Mm-hmm.
Let me read this. President Joe Biden can make a strong case that he's helped fix inflation. You see what they do?
God.
Figures issued this week reflect a level of progress. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Last time, prices charged by producers of goods only rose 1% over the past year. Yeah, they only rose 1% over the past year. And the year before that, they rose 6. And the year before that, they rose 7. And the year before that, they rose 8. So we're all paying 15% more than we did 3.5 years ago. Right. But he's really bringing it down after he raised it. See, I'm going to read it, folks. Not even going to go in. I know what it is. Oh, and by the way, he got the headline. Biden's inflation message struggles. And then below that, Trump wins the caucuses in Iowa. See? See? Biden can accurately say his policies reduce the average price of eggs from $2.51. That's down from $4.82 at its peak last year. Yeah, but where were they in 2020?
Right, when we started all this.
What were eggs? 89 cents a dozen? You see what they do? Mm-hmm. Give me that. I'm not even going to read it. Next. Oh, God. Gaza needs more aid. I'm sure they do. Why don't you have Iran help you? They got all kinds of money. They're funding Hamas. They're the ones that have control of your territory. Why don't you ask for Iran? We gave those bastards $6 billion plus.
Mm-hmm.
They got plenty of money. Get it from Iran. You're getting everything else from there, your military equipment, your insight, your intelligence. Get it from Iran. Don't get it from me or any of you. Who these hit U.S.-owned ship? We had that yesterday. Why do they still exist? That's going to change, folks, too.
Yes, it is.
If we have a change in power at the White House. Oh, by the way, something on the White House yesterday. They had a fire call at the White House yesterday. Probably didn't hear that story. They had a fire call, and somebody at the White House called 911 then and reported a fire. So the Washington, D.C. Fire Department, emergency police, they all responded to the White House. They didn't find anything. Now, they have video cameras all around the White House, and they actually got a phone call from the White House. And the Secret Service is reporting they're investigating because they have no idea where that call came from. Here we go again. No idea. In the most secure building in the entire world with surveillance, everything is monitored. They have no idea who made the phone call at the White House to report the fire. Just like the bag of cocaine, folks. They couldn't find that either. They couldn't find that. Nope, couldn't find it. Who's running the Secret Service up there? What else are they not telling you?
Mm-mm.
You know, I'm guessing, I'm just going to take a shot in the dark. I'm guessing somebody was cooking something in a spoon with a Bic lighter. And the Bic lighter caught his hairy chest on fire or something while he was wrapped up in the sheets with somebody, and they had to call 911.
Something.
But they were able to get it out. What the hell? That's a failure. We need to look at our Secret Service, see what the hell's going on up there at that White House. Who's running things? Who's in charge of security? I don't care if it's Joe Biden there. He's our president. You got to protect that guy. We don't know who's making 911 calls, and we don't know who's doing cocaine in the White House. What the hell?
That was yesterday.
Montana's grappling with a protracted workforce shortage in higher education. So they've made training the next generation of workers in higher education a priority. Oh, that'll be good. I wonder how they're trained. I wonder how they're trained. Now, thank you. Welcome to English 101. Today in English 101, we're going to talk about composition. We're going to talk about creative writing today. And your assignment is for the boys in the class. I want every boy in here to write 500 words this week on what advantage it would be to not have a ding-a-ling. All right? And for you girls, I want you to write 500 words on the advantage of having one.
Mm-hmm.
Or be able to feel like you have one and use the bathroom of your choice. And then we'll go over how the sentences were crafted. See, that's the kind of stuff you're going to get now. Who's training them?
Yeah.
Like all these young skulls of mush in the media folks that you see report on our stations. Who's training them? Journalism school people who are teaching in journalism school, and they're not out training. So we're short of workers. We know that. Our schools are short of teachers and everything. And what's that? One reason behind that is because what the unions did. You got to have one teacher for every, 16, 17 students.
Yeah, whatever the number is.
Yeah, if you could have one for 40, we'd have plenty. It's just like Yellowstone County. We're short policemen. Well, if you combine the sheriff's office and a policeman together, mm-hmm. we'd have plenty. We'd meet that level that you're supposed to have. But they won't do that. Won't do that. And the most important thing today that I know Mark will be interested in, the inaugural Montana Beer Awards will be coming up in February. That's right. Craft beer enthusiasts and others will gather to toast and award the craft beer industry in the Big Sky State. Lewis and Clark Brewing in Helena will host the first commercial statewide beer competition. Now, Mark, this isn't how much you can consume.
You know, I'm not a craft beer guy.
Yeah, I know. It plugs you up, right?
Yeah.
I can order for you.
Yeah.
And by the way, keep it coming.
He knows me well.
I do. First thing you're going to hear, folks, when we fly to Mexico, when Mark sits down in that nice, cozy, warm first-class seat, would you like something to drink? Yes, please. I'll have a double screwdriver, and please do not double the orange juice, okay? Montana Brewers Association. Highlight breweries with gold, silver, and bronze medals in 19 different categories. Beer judging will take place in Helena prior to the award. It'll be evaluated by a panel of experts. Certified beer judges. I believe there's a calling for you after we retire. A certified beer judge. Yep. They'll crown small, medium, and large brewery of the year. Montana often gets recognition for our stunning landscapes and outdoor adventures, but for a state that ranks third in the nation in breweries per capita, it's time we shine a spotlight on our beer too. I'm going to ask, I'm going to my beer expert, what is probably the most famous craft brew national brand? Do you know that?
I don't.
Is Guinness considered a craft beer?
I don't think so. They're more of a stout ale, I think.
Mm.
But I don't know what the most famous craft beer is. Even locally, I couldn't tell you. Mm-hmm. Is Blue Moon a craft beer? I don't know that stuff.
Yeah. There's got to be a national craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the nationally which one it is, but anyway, they're going to have the beer awards, and a lot of people like them, love them.
Oh yeah,
like the flavor and
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So not my cup of tea, but doesn't matter. If it's yours, that's all that matters.
Well, it's somebody's cup of tea.
You've
got the third highest concentration.
Yeah, they like them. And hopefully we can get your student loans all paid off so you can get in there a little more. Patronize those businesses. My
student loan size got nothing to do with how much beer a guy's going to drink, unfortunately.
That's true.
Okay, first news coming up, 6:12.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.